Cells in Motion Podcast.
Welcome to the Cells in Motion Podcast. I'm Frank Schlegel, and in this episode, I'm going to introduce you to two scientists who want to optimize the quality of tomographic images. Physicians need them to diagnose tumors or heart attacks. The problem is that tomographic images will be blurred if a patient moves during a scan, which is happening all the time due to respiration.
Please breathe in, breathe all the way out, and hold your breath. Start breathing again. Please don't breathe or swallow. Start breathing again.
Don't breathe, don't swallow. That's easier said than done. Perhaps you've already made this experience if you have been in a tomography scanner in hospital before. Interestingly, it's hard to lie still or to hold your breath if you are ordered to do so, even if it's only for the time of a short acoustic signal like this. That may be exhausting, especially since a positron emission tomography or PT scan requires several minutes. Here, we have the same problem we know from a shooting for a family photo. If someone's jumping around, the picture will get blurred. During a whole body scan, breathing has the same effect. Images get blurred. To prevent motion blurring, physicians give their patients breathing commands like please breathe flatly, now stop breathing completely, but this method definitely has its limits, states physicist Dr. Florian Büter, who does research at the European Institute for Molecular Imaging at the University of Münster.
Whenever you give the patient one of those commands, there's a really high chance that the patient cannot or will not really perform it like you want. And that's basically why I think all these breathing command procedures will not be the future in PET imaging.
We must always keep in mind that we are dealing with old and ill patients and children as well. And these patient groups are not able to hold their breathing for a longer time. And for that reason, it's necessary that we take technical methods to overcome this problem.
So says Dr. Thomas Wieren of the University Hospital Münster. If breathing commands don't work and he as a physician has to deal with motion blurred PT images, of course, this isn't ideal for his diagnosis. After all, Thomas Wieren wants to locate structures like metastases accurate to the millimeter in the patient's body. And motion blurring can cause so-called artifacts.
An artifact is a problem that we have to deal with in our everyday business. It always happens if we see something in the pictures that is not really inside of the body. For example, if we take a CT scan of the whole body and the patient is breathing during the CT examination, then it's possible that the scanner is directly at the place of the liver, but the liver has already moved. In these situations, it's possible that we cannot see all parts of the liver or that we see some parts of it more than one time. And so the pictures we see do not really match with the anatomy of the patient inside.
Physicians have learned to cope with artifacts, but it would be even better if they had sharper images without any artifacts at all. That's why Thomas Wieren and his fellow physicist Florian Büter investigate new methods which shall improve image quality of PT scans. The most promising technique is called gating, which is already used in the University Hospital. The starting point for the project originated in the Collaborative Research Center 656, Molecular Cardiovascular Imaging. The great advantage of gating? Here, breathing is actually permitted, states medical physicist Florian Büter.
Well, gating is a concept that we try now to use in clinical environment in the PET scan, and this really is basically just additionally measuring a respiratory signal from the patient. And after the scan, we can really now use this respiratory signal, which tells us basically at what time the patient was in which respiratory phase. We can use the signal to divide the acquired PET information into smaller subsets of PET data according to the respiratory motion. For example, if we just use the data acquired in an end expiration phase, we would get a very sharp image, and therefore in these so-called gated images, you have very much reduced motion effects.
So a computer program sorts the PT data into smaller data sets in which almost no motion occurs. But how do we get these respiratory signals? One possibility to measure them is the so-called respiratory belt, an instrument that you simply fix with a hook and loop fastener around the belly. Then it measures the patient's breathing. Unfortunately, it takes some time to put the belt on. Also, it's doubtful if an external hardware really is able to measure internal motion processes within the human body exactly. Because of that, Florian Büter and Thomas Wehren want to do gating without the respiratory belt and instead rely on data-driven gating, which works using new dedicated algorithms. The idea behind this is simple. The algorithms just analyze the data which are already produced by the PT scan itself. Another program measures, for example, how a tumor that is readily visible on a PT image is moving from frame to frame, and with the help of this information, it computes the breathing curve during the scan. Although this makes gating possible without much effort, now there is another problem left.
One disadvantage of gating alone is that you throw away quite a lot of the measured PET data. That means you definitely have sharp images after gating, but you also have a quite high noise content in the images.
Okay, so after gating we indeed have got sharp images without any motion blurring, but with elevated noise levels. That's why Florian Büter goes one step further. The program now takes all of the measured PT data, determines all of the breathing motion, and then eliminates it from the images. This method's called motion correction.
It really gives us the idea of how the inner organs move due to respiration. And once we know this motion, we can incorporate this information into the reconstruction and get back all the information that we threw away in the gating process to give really images with high quality, both in terms of motion resolution and image statistics.
With these techniques, Florian Büter can generate images of a patient's body as good as possible for his fellow investigator Thomas Wehren, without any breathing-induced blurring and with high statistic quality. This cooperation between physician and physicist leads to improved clinical methods in whole body scanning and also helps to improve mutual understanding, states Thomas Wehren.
Of course, sometimes we have the problem that we speak in different languages and I'm not able to understand him. On the other side, as a medical doctor, I have already got used to a situation that many people do not understand what I am saying. And in this situation, we have the opportunity to learn to know the way how the other one is thinking and dealing with the problems. And in the end, we can just improve ourselves and come to a really good result in the end together as a team.
Physicist Dr. Florian Büter from the European Institute for Molecular Imaging at the University of Münster and nuclear medicine specialist Dr. Thomas Wehren from the University Hospital Münster work together on methods of gating and motion correction to achieve better PET images. For clinical daily life, the project aims at PET scanning without external hardware and with sharper images for the physician's diagnosis. Motion is simply measured and then eliminated by computer programs. Thank you for staying with our podcast. I'm Frank Schlegel and I'd be glad to welcome you to our next episode.
Find out more about the cluster on our website cells-in-motion.com.